Today's daf is daf pei, still from Boker. We got to the last line of Ayin Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Tani Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol HaShi'urim Kulon B'Kazayis, all different Shi'urim that says in the Torah Achila, it's all Shi'ur of Kazayis, Chutz Mitumas Ochlin, with the exception of Tumas Ochlin, Sheshina Kasev B'Mashman, the Pasuk changes it, V'Shina Chachamim B'Shi'urin, and therefore Chachamim responded and changed the Shi'ur, V'Rai L'Davar Yom HaKippurim, and we prove this from Yom Kippur. So a little bit ambiguous what this means. So Shina Kasev B'Mashmo, what has changed? Mi Lo Su'una, by Yom Kippur at least, it says Lo Su'una Be'etzem Yom HaZev Nichasa Me'ameha. It doesn't say Lo Socha, Lo Su'una. So that tells us that something's different. My Shina Chachamim, what was the difference in the Shir B'Shira B'Kokosevis? By Yom Kippur, we change the Shir because the Pasuk tells us to change the Shir. We change it from Akazias to Kokosevis. My Raya L'Davar Yom HaKippurim, what derived from Yom Kippur? Dimi Hasam, had it been there by the Tumas Ochlin that we changed the Pasuk, Hava, I mean, we'll see what the Pasuk by Tumas Ochlin is in just a moment. That's the way the Pasuk speaks. Tumas Ochlin Kebetza, Orchad the Krahu, period. So Gemara says, Tumas Ochlin Kebetza Minel. And how do we know Tumas Ochlin is different than Kazayas? How do we know it's Kebetza? We'll look at Rashi in just a second. What's different about the Pasuk from there? So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yebo, Amar Rabbi Elazar, the Amar Kala Pasuk says, Mikol HaOchel Asher Yachel, so any food that is eaten, what's a double Lashon Achila? Ochel Haba Machmas Ochel, food that comes from another food, what's that? V'eze Ze Betas Tanagolas, that a beta, which is edible, comes from a chicken, so that is a Ochel Mitoch Ochel, and the fact the Pasuk changes the shear tells us there's a different shear than a Kazayis. So just look at Rashi. Rashi says, Ime Hasan, had it been from there, Midashina Kasa Betuma. From the fact that the Psukim by Tumah changes it, I would have thought, Ein Sham Shinai Kasav, that's not really a significant change. That won't warrant a change in the Shir. The Orachahud, it's the Derech Lemichtav Mikol HaOchel Sheyachel. It's such a double Lashon exists. Kiecha, just like Dichsev Gavi Mashke, Asher Yishte, double Lashon. Kamashman, the Pasuk, the Gemara tells us, Yom HaKippurim Dehosem Vada Shinai Kasav. By Yom Kippur, the Pasuk certainly changes. It says, Lo Su'una, which is Mashmo V'Shino Chacham Mishirum, and therefore the Chacham responded and changed the Shir. So here as well, that's a Raya, that by Tumas Ochlin as well, we change the Shir. We change it from a Kazayas to a Kebetza. So the Gemara then says, so how do we know it's a Kebetza again? Because Mikol Ochel Asher Ye'achel, Ochel Ba Machmas Ochel. So what is that? That's a Betas Tarnagol. So the Gemara says, V'Ema Gedi, Ey Gedi. Doesn't a Gedi, a kid goat, come from a mother goat? So that's a food from food. Rashi says, Mechusa Shechita, it's not edible, it's not called the food, because it's missing Shechita. Rashi says, Mechusa Shechita, Kishayotze Mitocha Ochel, Shenotzerbo, when the Gedi is born, Lav Ocha Mikri, that's not called food yet, Le'inyan Tuma, with respect to Tuma, Lohu V'lo Imo, not the kid goat, nor the mother goat, Duha Mechase Shechita, they're still lacking Shechita, so neither the mother or the goat, kid goat, are considered Ochel. So Gemara says, okay, V'ema Ben Bekua, made the Ben Pekua. The Ben Pekua is where the mother was shechted, and they found inside a gedi or some other calf. So the din is that animal does not require shechita. The shechita of the mother worked for the animal. So the mother is a achila ochel because they had a shechita, and the child doesn't require shechita. Gemara says, tell him kriya. But to eat it, you still have to kill it. You still have to kill it, and therefore it's not called ochel. So Gemara says, okay, so we agree it's beitzas tarnagolas. Well, why Beitz of Tarnagolas? There are many, many birds. All birds have Beitzim. So why we choose a Beitz of Tarnagolas? Beima Beitz Bar Yuchni, which is a very large animal, maybe an ostrich of some sort. Tafs Meruba Lo Tafs, Tafs Meruba Tafs. We know if there are options of a larger shear versus a smaller shear, we always opt for the smaller shear. So once Gemara says, once you have a smaller shear, why not go even smaller than a Tarnagolas? Beima Biasa Ditzipurosa Dezutar Tuva, a very small one. So Gemara says, because Rabbi Abo Didei Amar, Mikola ocha sheyachel, ocha shata ocha bevas achas, food that you could eat in one shot. V'shir chachamim, how much food could fit down the throat in one shot? V'shir chachamim ain beis abliya machzik yosem mibeitas tarnagolas. It can't have more than a beitas tarnagolas, and therefore we chose that shear which fits down the throat based on the chachamim's understanding. So there is an interesting discussion here, just a big machlokas. The interesting discussion is, note who the writes. The Bezman Hazeh, the beta we have, is much different. It's smaller than the beta back then. The Matthias has changed, so therefore we need the size of two eggs to equal the egg from back then. But some ask from our sugya here, the sugya says, the Matthias is that in the end of the day, the Matthias says we see that we can't swallow two eggs.
you can only swallow one egg. That's metzias. How could we suggest that two eggs goes down the throat? So the Chazanish explains for a number of reasons. He says, no big deal. One is we're talking about not an egg when it's whole, but when you crush it, when you smash it as small as it could be, that even two kazesim of two kabetim could fit down the throat. And he says, alternatively also, it doesn't refer to bas achas mamish in a second. It means over a few seconds, over maybe a minute, a person could swallow shnei beitzim in a minute, but not all in one shot. And it's not a kasha for chasam sofer. Now, in terms of the shear of kibetza for tumas ochlim, there's a three-way machlokas rishonim. So Rashi writes that really the truth is the food is makabel tuma on a, and even a kol shu, and it's only when it's metame other items do require a shear of a kibetza. That sheet is Rashi and Rama. The Rabbeinu Tam, he says that no, the truth is that even the food itself is only makabel tuma kibetza. But Chachamim were machmir that even be the kolshu, it's tamei midrabanim. And the Rajba says no, even on a dirabanan level, a ochel tumas ochlin is a kibetza even on a dirabanan level. So now the Gemara says back inside halfway down the Amud here, Amar Rabbi Elazar ha ochel chaylev bezman hazeh. Person eats chaylev nowadays, so he's chayv karis, and if it's done b'shogeg, he's chayv achatas. Tzarech sheyichtov lo shir. He has to write down how much he ate. Because even though he can't bring a carbon now, he needs to bring a carbon in the times of the Mikdash. So we have to know how much she ate, what was the shear, whether that shear is a chayv of carbon or not. So Shema Yavo Bezdin Acher, maybe a Bezdin later on. The Yarbe B'Shirim are going to increase the Shirim. So what does that mean, my Yarbe B'Shirim? What does that mean? You name a chayv of carbon, a kazayis katan. If it means that they're going to say a smaller shear, your chayv. So let's say a person ate, kazayis. He needs to write a kazayis, because in the times of Bezdin, rather, let's say a person ate less than a kazayis. So less than kazayis now, he's not chayv a carbon seemingly. But in the times of the Mashiach, maybe Bezdin is going to say a less than kazayis is actually chayv a carbon. So then he would have to bring a carbon in the times of the Beis Hamikdash. So he has to write it down now. But how tiny doesn't the Brayso say that can't be? If a person now the current shear is a kazayis, so if I'm pater now in theory I'm pater, even though there's no Beis Hamikdash, I can't later on be chayv. Why not? Vatanya, asher lo se asena bishkaga, that person didn't do something, he did it bishogeg. Vasham hashem idiyaso, maybe carbon ashkagaso. So if he changed his mind, if he does tshuva, so he knows he did something wrong, he knows he did an avera, and then he does tshuva, that's when he brings the carbon. Lo sham idiyaso, emi vi carbon ashkagaso. If he doesn't do tshuva, he doesn't bring carbon. So what does that mean? So if you look at Rashi put the pieces together, he says, if I know I had pachas mikazayas, I didn't do anything that bad, I'm not really high much. And therefore, I don't need to do tshuva. So I'm putting a carbon. Only a person who knows he did something wrong and did tshuva has to bring a carbon. A guy who didn't do anything wrong, because right now, pachas mikazayas isn't chayv a carbon, you can't tell me later on, when Bezdin changes shir, I will be chayv a carbon. It goes based on shas maisa, what my das was. So it can't be that they decreased the shir. Just look at Rashi. V'hatanya, klomer v'chi asa Bezdin, u'mechadesh halacha, will Bezdin come along and make new halachas? Mi mechayv hai, da'achal kodim, shinshchad she halacha? Will I be chayv if I ate a shir before they made new shirim? V'ha, ha'inu nowadays, lav shev midyasehu, I'm not called doing tshuva. The inami hava yodah, the chaylev hava, had I known it was a chaylev, hava achilei, I would have eaten it anyways, but not really, but I wouldn't have been bothered so much because it wasn't the shir. That only you're chayv eating kazayis, but now there's no kazayis. I would perhaps eat it because there's no chiv karis, no chiv chadas. So it can't be where they decrease this year. So Ella Gemara says delo mechayv carbon ad tika kazayis gadol. They're going to increase this year and say you're a larger year. So meaning what? I eat kazayis now, I think I'm chayv a carbon. But maybe in the times of Mashiach, they're going to say, you need to eat two kazayisim, in which case I'm really putter. So that's why you have to mark down how much you ate, not only that you are chayv a carbon, but how much you ate, because maybe then, in the times of Mashiach, you won't actually be chayv a carbon. So Gemara then says, based on the havmin, lai desaka daitach meikara. The initial thought, that we thought when it said, riboy shiru meant that you're going to decrease the shiru, that doesn't seem to make sense. So meikara de mechayv a carbon kazayis. So my yirba b'shirim, it should be yimai. Shema yarba b'karbanos machmas shirim. So the havamin was that maybe they're going to increase the need to bring her karbanos by lessening the shir. That was the havamin of, but maskana, we don't assume that way. But either way, a person should have the practice of writing down their shirim to find out whether the chayv of karban chatas or not. Gemara then says, Amr b'yochanan shirin v'onshin halacha l'moshe m'sinai, that all punishments and all shirim are date back to halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Onshin michtev ksivi. What do you mean? Punishments are explicitly in the pasuk about skila and sreifa and so on. It's not a halacha l'moshe m'sinai. El hachikamar. What it means to say is,
shiurim shel onshin halacha Moshe Sinai. The shiurim that will lead to punishments, that's halacha Moshe Sinai. The actual onshin are from the pasuk. But which shiurim were mechayv misa, that is a halacha Moshe Sinai. Tanya nami hachi, the Baisa says the same thing. Shiurim shel onshin halacha Moshe Sinai. Acherim, others say, bezdin shel yavetz tiknim. What's bezdin shel yavetz? Rashi says it was Nusniel ben Osniel ben Kenaz. So what do you mean Osniel ben Kenaz? How could he come along and say halachas? Baha, then we have a haksiva eila mitzvah shein navi yeshad chadesh davar. A navi tamr chacham cannot make him new halachas. So ela shachum bechazar v'yistam. Really, the shirim shel onshim were said halacha Moshe Sinai. We forgot them and came along Asniel ben Kenaz, the Bezdin Yavetz, and they reinstated the Shirum Shel Onshim. Mara then says further now, some actually asked a question on this concept of the Yibur Shirum. So we say, so maybe we should eat more than a Kazai Samatza, because maybe in the future they're going to increase the Shir to be two Kadesim or three Kadesim. Why not have more? And the way the Rashash answered it, because when it comes to mitzvahs, all we could judge based on what we see in our days. Ein l'chay l'shavei should be a mecha, the judge we have now. And since we paskin, the poskim paskin, that kazayas is sufficient, that remains halacha, and we don't have to retroactively then fix the chiyas matzah in the times of Mashiach. Umar then says further, last few lines here, v'hashos emale lugmava, person drinks a full cup, so mla lugmav. How much is mla lugmav? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel lo mali lugmav mamash, doesn't really mean to fill up both cheeks. Ela kol she'ilo yisal ken l'tzad echad. If a person moves the liquid to one side, that causes both cheeks to blow up. The yirah kimali lugmav. It appears as if both cheeks are full. V'ha'nan tzan mali lugmav. But doesn't our Mishnah say that they're both actually full? Ema kimali lugmav. They give the appearance as if they're both full. Rav Shlomo Zalman has an interesting shaila. He says that a person's teeth are not considered the volume, it's without the teeth, whatever liquid fits in the mouth. But he raises shaila, lets a person's teeth fall out. He has some fake teeth. Does that now replace the shear, or now we have to do the shear as if the teeth were not there? That was just a suffix that he toyed with. Gemara then says, Meisivei, kama yishtevi hechayiv, how much must the person drink in his chayiv for an iser? So, Beishami omer revius, Beishami omer male lugmav, Rabbi Yehuda omer, Mishum Rabbi Elazar, kimale lugmav, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir omer, kidei gemir. So we have four different shitas here. But either way, we say Beishel requires male lugmav, but mamish full cheeks. So, miadifa mimasizin, dok mi kidei shira, hachanami kidei shira. Why should it be different than the Mishra? Just like the Mishra said male lugmav, and we said it's kimale lugmav, here as well, when Beishel says male lugmav, we're interpreting it to mean kimale lugmav. The problem with this is, Ihachi, Hainu Rabbi Eliezer, that's where Rabbi Eliezer explicitly said, Kamali Lugmav. So that means Beis Hillel is saying the same thing as Rabbi Eliezer. Gemara says, no, there's a difference. Icha Benayu, Mali Lugmav Dochuk. It has to be spread or tight. Meaning, according to Beis Hillel, it means Kamali Lugmav Revach. Has to be very spread out, that Mamish looks like two full cheeks. And Rabbi Eliezer says, no, it can be a little tight, even though it doesn't Mamish look like Mali Lugmav, but slightly expanded, that's enough. So that's the nafkamina. Again, it doesn't mean mali lugmav mamish, it means kimali lugmav, it gives the appearance as if both cheeks are full. Last two lines of the Amud, maskevla Rav Hoshaya im Kena, if that's the case, have le mikula be shamai umichumre beis hillel. That would be a chumra and a kula. Why would it be a chumra and a kula? Because according to beis hillel, you're not chayiv until you're chayiv once you fill up one mouth, one side. And that's less than a revius. So now, beis shamai is a more meka because you need to drink a revius to be chayiv, but Beis Hillel, even when Kimal Lugmav once chayiv, so Beis Hillel is machmir, Beis Shammai is mekel. So Amr Leh, going on to Amr Beis now, ki itshal b'og melech habashan itshal. The Amr Leh, Beis Shammai l'chumra. No, we're talking about the average guy. We're talking about og melech habashan, who is a large individual, who's a giant, and his mother Lugmav was much bigger than that of Revius. So Beis Shammai says for Revius, he'd be chayiv. But Beis Hillel says he's not chayiv until he has a mother Lugmav, until he fills up both cheeks, which ends up being a kula for Beis Hillel. To maskular bezeira maishna chila to cholchad v'chad b'kokoseves. So how come it comes to food? It was an objective shear of koseves. U'maishna shtia to cholchad v'chad b'didei. When it came to drinking, it was subjective. Why was there a difference? Amin le'abai kim le'li rabbanan b'kokoseves d'b'hachi misvedaiti b'atzum yachalum misvedaiti. The Chacham had understood that when it comes to food, there's an objective shear that people are misvedaita. However, b'shtia, they understood b'didei misvedaita, b'dechaberi lo misvedaita. Each person is subjective. That's how Chacham understood the shear. Achila, person gets satisfied with an objective shear, and drinking, people get satisfied with a subjective shear. So maskiv la, Gemara asks further now, Reb Zeira, v'chol ha'olam kula b'koseves, v'og me'ach bashan b'koseves. Does that make sense that the whole world is satisfied with food, the same size kosevis, and Og Melech HaBashan, who's huge, he that same kosevis would satisfy him. Yeah, enachanami. This is the amount of shear. This is the quantity of food. However, miu kuli amatuva for Og Melech HaBashan purta. However, how long that lasts for is a difference. So, for a regular average person, that yisvadaita will last for a long period of time. For Og Melech HaBashan, that yisvadaita might only last for a few minutes. But at least for a few minutes, it will create Yusuf Adaita. So Gemara asks further now, Maskele Rabbi Zeira, Basar, Shamein, Bikoseves, Ulalave, Gefan, Bikoseves, a fatty piece of meat, which is juicy, which adds energy, the same size shear as Ulalave, Gefanim, which doesn't add much protein or much energy or calories. It's the same shear. It should be based on what type of food. No, this is the quantity of shear. A person will be satisfied after having fatty meat for a long period of time, but lulavi gefanim purta, he'll only be satisfied for a few moments. But it does create yisuf adaita nonetheless. So maskele Rava, kezayis bichtei achlias pras, bikosevis bichtei achlias pras. So now you're going to tell me, a kezayis, when a person eats a kezayis, when it comes to an iser achila chametz, for example, it's in the shear of kezayis achlias pras. Koseves, which is a larger shear, it also must be eaten in the same time frame. Shouldn't we have a larger amount of time to allow for eating a koseves? So the Gemara says, No, enachanami. This is what satisfies a person. He has to eat in that crammed amount of time, but nonetheless, that is what's going to create the use of diet. So the Gemara says, look at Rashi for a second. Mitfei mehachi im shah yosem ikanav. A person waits more than kedei achlias pras lo misvei daito. It will not satisfy a person. Yom kippurim yushuv adas talyom ilsa tichsev asher lo seune. So then the Gemara asks another question. Maskele Rava bichdei achlias pras chatzi pras bichdei achlias pras. So it's the gear says kikosevus bichdei achlias pras and chatzi pras is also kedei achlias pras. The chatzi pras is a halacha with respect to mitame person. And it's more food, it's larger than koseves. So how could it be that koseves is the shear of the zman of Tiachias Pras and Chatzi Pras also? So Gemara says, Amalei Papa, Hanechla Tumas Gviya, Telav Deraisi. Leave aside that, the Tumas Gviya is only Derabanam. I'm sorry, it's a less shear. It's a smaller, it's a larger shear, and you eat it in the same amount of time, so it's much harder to get to that shear, because how do you stuff your face in so much? So since the Tumas Gviya, since a person becoming Tame, is only a din, the Rabbanon, they were Mekel. So Mi Amar Rav Papa Hachi, does he say this, Tumas Gviya, the person becomes Tame from touching some food that's Tame, he can't eat Chuma, that's only a din, the Rabbanon? Isn't it the Reis of Haksiva, Lo Sistamu Behem, Vin Mason Bam? The Amar Rav Papa, Mekancha, Tumas Gviya, the Reisa. We see a person touches food, he becomes Tame, he cannot eat Chuma on a deraisa level, it's not the Rabbanon. And the Gemara responds to Midirabanan, the Kra Esmach Tavalma. This is only an Esmach, that's not really a Drasha, and therefore, since it's Matame Dirabanan, even though the shear is large, we have to cram it in a short period of time, which ends up being a Kula. So the Gemara then says, Kola Ochlin, Amr Papa Achal, so all foods combined for the shear of a Kikosevas Yom Kippur. Amr Papa Achal Umtza, Umilcha Mestari, if a person eats some raw meat with salt, that's Mestarif to shear. The Afagav Lavachilahi, even though salt itself isn't food, no one eats it plain. Came into Achle Inche Mitzdarfin. Since people eat the salt on the meat, that's considered Mitzdarfin, it's considered combined. Amarish Lakish, Sirsha Gabe Yerek, if there's some type of brine on the vegetable, that's also Mitzdarf, Likokosevis, Miyamakiburum, Pshita, of course it is. So now the same Amashku, maybe one would think that Sir, the brine, should be a liquid, and we know liquids don't combine to foods. So Kamashvalam, Kolach Shui Ochla, anything that enhances, anything that betters the food, is considered food itself, and therefore is Mitzdarf to the Sir. So then the Gemara says, Amri Shlakish Ha'ochel Achil Gasa, one who eats a large amount of food, Yom Kippur Mis Pater. So Rashi just explains where he ate a lot Erev Yom Kippur. He ate a big meal at the Sudam Afsekes, and then he ends up eating more Yom Kippur, but Achil Gasa, Mamish, he can't taste it, he's not interested in eating anymore, it's no Hanah for him, that's Achil Gasa, he's Pater. So why is he Pater? My Taima, Asher Lo Sunek Siv Prat LaMazik, one who's Mazik, that's not considered eating, and he's pater from Yom Kippur. Well, let's look at Rashi, Prat LaMazik. L'zeh she'inu mevata mimenu shim inoy ayde achila. By him eating, he's not detracting from any inoy. A person should be inoy. When you eat, you take away the inoy. When a person eats achila gasa, that's not detracting inoy. El mazik v'es ha'ochlen v'es atzmo. He's damaging the food, and he's damaging himself. He's actually creating inoy for himself, and that's not a problem to create inoy, and he would be pater. So then the Gemara says, in a similar vein, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu Amar Reish Lakish Zar, a non-Kohen, she'achol truma, he's not allowed to eat truma, he's chayiv mitza, and he's chayiv to pay for it. Achila gasa, he eats it as achila gasa, where he doesn't get hana, mishalim es a keren, veinam mishalim es a chomesh. He has to pay the keren, he's still Kohen's food, but he does have to pay the keren. Why? Because by the keren says, ki yochal, only eating is subject to the additional chomesh, the additional fifth. Prat lamazik, one who's mazik, which is mazik the food, that's not called achil, that's not called eating the food, that's called damji food, because he doesn't get hana. So one who's mazik the food is pater from chomesh. Amir Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Amir Rabbi Yochanan, Zar Shekoses, a non-Kohen who chews Sorum Shachuma, which is not really edible. So then, Misham is a Karim, and Misham is a Chomesh. Why? Ki Yochal Pralamazik. That's not called eating, that's called damaging the food. You know, edibles don't enjoy me. Let's finish the two dots on Pei Aleph here. Gemara says, Amir Rabbi Shizvi, Amir Rabbi Yochanan, Zar Shebala Shizvin Shachuma, person who swallows some prunes of Chuma, and then Hiki and he vomits it up. Yochan Ach, someone else eats it. The first guy who eats it, he ate it. He was Kohen of the Chuma. He owes the Karen of Chomesh. The second guy, he has to pay the amount of firewood to the first guy. Why? Because he doesn't owe Chuma, because the first guy pays Chuma. And when the first guy ate it, he acquired it now, even though it was us who acquired it. So when he vomits it up, it's really the Rishon's right. It was his food, his property to use to, what could you use it for? You could use it to fuel the fire. The Shani guy ate it instead, so the Shani owes a firewood to the Rishon. So let's quickly recap. We started talking about in the beginning about all Shirum or Kazayas with the exception of Tumas Ochlin. That's because the Pasuk changed the way it expressed itself, just like by Yom Kippur, changed from Ochel to Lusuna. That indicated it's a different shear. So to buy a tuma, it's a different shear because it says double lashon of mikola haochel sheyachel. What is it? What food comes from fruit? It must be a beitza. A beitza is tanagolas. We said it can't be a large beitza because that's the tafsa merubas la tafsa, and it can't be a small one because it has to be something the chacham said that fits down the throat, which is the base of liya machzik yoser eno machzik yoser mi beitzas tanagolim. Then Rabbi Elazar gave the eitz, when a person, if he eats chaylev or any other iser, he should write down the shear because it might change the shearim and make a larger shear, which would exempt the person from having to bring a karban chatas. Then the Gemara says that the shearim shel onchim harlacha Moshe Sinai, it was forgotten and then it was refound by Asniel ben Knaz, the Bezdin shel Yavetz. Then the Gemara says, when it says the Mola Lugmav the Mishnah, it really meant Kimali Lugmav, that you push it to one side of the mouth and it gives the impression of two sides of the mouth. There's Machlokis, Nachminutin, Beis Hillel, Rabbi Eliezer, whether that's a Mola Lugmav Dachuk or Mola Lugmav Revach, that's Machlokis. And then we point out this is a Chumrah of Beis Hillel, and the Kula Beis Shammai said, no, we're talking about our old Melech HaBasham, where for him, Revius and his Mola Lugmav was just larger. And much, much larger, so Mola Lugmav is a kula in terms of bringing the chatas. We went back and forth about different shiurim, about different people, different qualities, different zmanim, and basa shamein, and lovi gefanim. And we said, in the end, this is how they said that kokoseves is miyase daito to a person. And we said, achila is an objective, but drinking is a subjective. Rather than ask the question when it comes to achilas pras, right, when it came to chasi pras of tumas gviya, that's a much larger shear, but you have to eat it in the same shear of kedech that's pras. We said that because that's only a din derbanim. And then we discussed the shear of all foods combined, even though something might not be edible, or it might be a liquid, if it's eaten with a food, to enhance the food, that becomes part of the achila and would be mitzarif to the shear. Reish Lakish says, one who eats achila gasa on Yom Kippur is pater, because that's not called refraining from affliction, that's actually creating affliction, that's being mazik himself and mazik the food. One who does achila gasa for truma is pater, because that's not called eating, that's called being mazik the food. And so to one who chews the barley also is not considered food, it's considered mazik. Then finally, one who eats chuma and vomits up, and the second guy takes it, eats it. So the first guy owes Karen Mechomish to the Kohen, the second guy owes Deme'etim to the first guy.